Very thankful for notice for the strengthening of so. Preach to us the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Isn't that awesome? What a comfort! What a comfort! Sweet Holy Ghost! Oh, hallelujah! The spirit of faith to overcome every fear. Hallelujah. The Lord. Appreciate very much the faithfulness of Brother Stroop through these years, many years he's been in this church and far beyond that, and the works of his that God has led him to pastor for years and years as well, seasoned saint of God. And the Lord's going to use him today to talk to us. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Stroop, come. Praise the Lord.
For all things that
Aren't you glad to be a friend of Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a friend and a brother. And a brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we love you this morning. We thank you for this sanctuary. We thank you for the work, Lord, that you're doing in this house. We thank you for every child of God that's here. Lord, every guest that's come. Lord, in Jesus' name, there are people here today that need something from you, God. Lord, we ask you to bless us and help us, oh God. Lord, we look at your word today. Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I heard a story about a tradition in Bible times that it was a bigger deal to be a friend than what we have today. Amen. We call each other friend and I love you and you are my friends. Amen. But the way the world looks at it, they've almost made it cheap. Amen. When we talk about friends on Facebook and we're supposed, we should use that to follow our friends, to follow our family in another state, keep up with grandkids, learn about our nephews that are born and we can't be there, and all these things. But I got news for us. Amen. Facebook is full of virtual friends. Amen. They are nearly friends. They are slight acquaintances. Amen. But unless you know them in another way, they are probably not your friends. Amen. In this day that we read about, being a friend was a bigger deal. I know that Jesus called Judas friend. Amen. And he was trying to salvage and trying to save. Amen. But these friends, it was a bigger deal. And the tradition goes that you would make a public ceremony out of being a friend. When you take someone on as your friend, it was forever, and it meant something. It meant I take your family and you take my family. I take your responsibilities of your home. And if you die an untimely death, your family is my family. And I take responsibility, just a deeper, deeper meaning. And what they did, tradition says that they exchanged clothing at this ceremony. That the one party would, they had a big feast. They made a big deal out of becoming friends, and they would bring a stack of clothing, all folded up, and the other party would do the same, and they would come and they would change clothing. They would exchange these clothes. And the first time I mentioned this in my preaching, my little boy was about probably 3 years old, and he had this little friend named Reggie. And Sonny and Reggie would go into the bushes, and there was nothing crazy, but they would go into the bushes and they would trade clothes. And they would, at least their shirt. I'm gonna keep it right there. But they would go into the bushes and they were friends. And so that's what Jesus has done for us. Amen. We trade him our sin. We trade him our heartbreak. We trade him our disappointments. And take upon us his righteousness. Amen. And claim his power of the cross. Amen. I'll be glad that you got a friend. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's not mine. It's not my righteousness, but it's his. Amen. It's not my holiness, but it's his. Amen. I took upon
Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm afraid in this friend exchange that I had very little to offer. Amen. I came up a little bit short. I came with a red stack of rags that I would come to offer him. I was eyeball deep in debt. I had a family I didn't know how to manage. I didn't know how to take care of. Amen. When I walked into a church on Easter Sunday of 1978, amen, I was lost as a goose in a hailstorm. Amen. I didn't know which way I was headed. I was headed down the wrong road for sure. Hallelujah. But there was an apostolic church, amen, that told me about the fingers of a friend. Amen. They told me about a man that cared, about someone who would be genuine, that wouldn't turn his back in lean times, wouldn't turn his back in hard times. Amen. Because I failed him, he would not turn his back on me. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. It's by grace we are saved through faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. He loved me before I loved him. Hallelujah. He loved me. Did you ever look at somebody and say, I would just like to be your friend for no reason? They don't have anything to offer you. Amen. That is your friend. When they want to be your friend and you cannot reciprocate, amen, you don't have money to loan them, amen, but you give them money, amen. They don't have something that they can offer you, amen, but you offer them something. You give your blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So when we came to him, amen, we come up a little bit short. Amen. And most of us quite a bit short. Hallelujah. We were headed down the wrong road. We were mixed up. We were confused. We were maybe groping about in the dim light of religion. Amen. No direction. No light was shining. Amen. There was no brightness and twinkling in our eye. But we were confused. Amen. And mixed up and hurt. Amen. And we had nowhere to turn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you about this story that I've read a little bit of. Amen. When I come up short, it's on reading, brother. I'm sorry. I mean, I can read. I can read better than most of y'all. That was my only one this morning. Amen. Now, seriously, I have no problem reading. I've been in college and excelled and done well. And I just don't like to read. Amen. In fact, I don't like people that read that book. I got clip notes on the Bible. Amen. And I do. It's kind of a novelty, but I do have it. Amen. And so the books I've read are pretty small. I've read Anne Frank. About a third grade reading, and I've read Helen Keller about a third grade reading again, and I just don't read. Amen. But that story spoke to me this morning again, and it began to prepare. Amen. From the fingers of a friend. Amen. This little girl. Amen. Was born, and before she learned to talk. She was blinded by disease, and she was dependent on somebody, and she was no doubt headed, with medical technology in those days was very little, and there was not much they could do for blinded eyes, amen. And I remember a scary day that I had. I woke up and I couldn't see out of my right eye at all. Nothing. It was clear as mud. I couldn't see anything out of that right eye. And I went to the doctor, and the eye doctor examined me and began to look at me with the bright lights. I couldn't see. And I could not read anything on the chart. Zero. And so I could identify a little bit with this girl. But I had already learned to read. I had already learned to speak. I had already learned to function in life. And I had my left eye. Amen. But what the doctor told me that day, he said, there's blood in your eye. And you cannot see through the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's some in here that need that message this morning, that you cannot see through the blood. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ is your covering. Amen. It's your clothing. It's your righteousness. Amen. It's your acceptability. Amen. He brings us to Him through His blood. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So this little girl, Helen Keller, amen, was blinded by disease at an early age. An early age, I think it was around 2 years old, that she couldn't see anything. And nobody could hardly communicate with her. And she was headed for a seriously deficient life if she didn't get help, if somebody didn't help her. Amen. And so here she was. She didn't know anything. She could make noises, but she could not speak. But she had this friend that began to try to help her and took an interest in her. Began to play with the little blind girl. Began to play with this child that could not even see. Amen. To kick the ball. She couldn't see what the dolly looked like anymore. She couldn't see what color clothes her baby doll had on. She couldn't see the baby's mouth for that little fake bottle they had. She was deficient. Amen. But this friend took an interest in Helen. Amen. And she began to talk to her. And began to make marks in her hand, and began to draw in her hand and spell out certain words, and it seemed like that it was no use, amen. But her friend kept on. Aren't you glad that Jesus keeps working with you and I? Hallelujah! Amen. So this little girl began to write in her hand. Make a D, and make an I, R-T, and then put her hand on the ground. And before long, this Helen Keller, she called on. And the little girl, her friend, began to spell other things in her hand. Over and over, Helen was impressed that she knew what dirt was. She knew what it was to pound the ground. And there were days that's all she could do. Her friend would try to teach her a different word, and she would just keep on acting, pretending to understand, and she would pound the ground. Dirt. Amen. Her friend would spell something else, and spell water, and take her to the pump, and begin to pump up the water, and she learned to spell water, and then she learned what the pump was. Amen. Then finally, amen, they was able to hear about a school for the blind. And this little girl's life was saved. And she became a great human being in our history. Amen. In the history of man, she's one of the wonders that is still preached about today. amen, that is still, amen, she's still read about. There are books and autobiographies, amen, amen, and we read about her. She wrote about her own life. Other people written about her. And these big books give details about this young lady's life. Amen. Hallelujah. But they began to go ahead and believe in her. Amen. And believe that they could help her. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that from the fingers of a friend that you were helped? Amen. You were helped. And you began to understand the word of God. And you began to understand those things that were nailed to the cross. Amen. You began to understand the salvation that was bought. Hallelujah. Through his blood. Hallelujah. Other people have felt the hand of Jesus Christ. Oh, there's no need. We have nothing to offer him. We can't make a deal. But in humility, we bring our messed up life. And we bring our tore up life and our disappointments. Amen. And things that have happened to us. The hurt that has happened. And we bring them. Amen. Jesus was teaching. Amen. And the Bible said that he would not send the multitude away hungry. But he had compassion on them. Hallelujah. He had compassion on them. And they began to search through the crowd for what they had to offer. Amen. And they was able to find one little boy's lunch. They found one little boy's lunch that his mama had packed him. Oh, she wasn't doing it for everybody in the multitude. But she only undoubtedly had enough for this one little boy, and she sent it with him. The disciples found it and said, Lord, we have just this one little boy's lunch. Amen. There's nothing, that's nothing among so many. What are these among so many, the fishes and the loaves? That would be nothing compared to the multitude. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad he don't run short on blood? Aren't you glad that his salvation and his mercy does never run short? Hallelujah. But when this little boy's lunch touched the hands of the master, hallelujah, it began to spell plenty. Hallelujah. It began to be plenty. Amen. He touched it and he broke it and he blessed it. He gave it to his disciples, and there was more than enough. Amen. Jesus is more than enough. It doesn't matter where you've been this morning. It doesn't matter what your life is doing up to this point. Or your current sin. Or past sin. Or current hang-ups. Or problems. Or deficiencies that you have. He is plenty this morning. I want to tell you about a Savior. Amen. And from the hands of a friend that sticks closer than a brother, from the hands of a friend, he was nailed to that cross. The reading about his cross and his crucifixion and what happened to our master that day. He thought you were worth it. Amen. He believed in you. He thought there was something worth saving. He knew you could be more than the devil had in mind for you. Amen. He has a different plan for you this morning. He has something new. He has something new ready for you this morning. He's not going to give up. Amen. He'll spell it over and over again. Amen. He'll spell it out. He'll touch you again and again and again and say, come on, you can make it. We can do this. Amen. We're going to make it. We can do it. Amen. With my spirit, he'll make you able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able. He's able. Think about the people that he gave more than one chance to. Even the day he was being crucified, the very crowd that was crucifying him, probably some of the ones that even waved the palm and welcomed him into the city. Amen. Some of those same people were probably at the cross wagging their head and saying he saved others, yet himself he cannot save. Oh, those that were welcoming, those that ate of the miracles, those that had all blinded eyes open, those that saw that, amen, were screaming this day, crucify him, crucify him. Yet he went on. He didn't turn his back on you. Oh, we can become frustrated in our humanity. Amen. When someone is not a true friend. Amen. When somebody turns their back on us. Amen. But Jesus will not do that from the fingers of a friend that were nailed to the cross. Oh, yes, on that day, there was blood oozing around the nail head. Amen. And probably dripping off his elbow. Amen. And running down the cross that day. Hallelujah. The most cruel death that anyone could ever die was the crucifix. Hallelujah. He wasn't tied to the cross. Amen. He was nailed to the cross. But yet the nails did not hold him there. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't tied. Amen. He was nailed. He was put there by Roman soldiers. Hallelujah. And the cross that day, hallelujah, they didn't have an extension ladder. Probably that day, the cross was laid out on the ground by a hole that was already prepared. Amen. As they nailed him on the cross. I know the world has made it a little smooth thing that we wear on a chain. Amen. There's a little smooth thing that rides on the dash of the car, maybe. Amen. And I'm not casting stones and being derogatory. Amen. But there was a rugged cross. His back was already beaten. And it was laid out on the ground by that hole. And they nailed him there. And Roman soldier lifted it up. And bear hugged it and carried it to the hole that was already prepared and dropped it. And his 180-pound grip at those nails that were driven in his hand. Oh, but he didn't turn his back. He could have called for 10,000 angels. But because of me and you this morning. Amen. Amen. There's dripping blood this morning that just one drop would cover you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. There's a call that comes from Calvary this morning to not turn back, but to go on. Oh, after the crucifixion, amen, his closest confidants went and hid. Amen. One of his closest allies went and hid themselves. Hallelujah. And went into an upper room. And they were scared. And maybe they were trying to say, what's next? Amen. What's next? And then here he comes. Hallelujah. And not only that, they saw him. They witnessed the hole in his side. They witnessed the nail prints in his hand. But there was one that was not there. Amen. Judas was not there. But I want you to notice that Jesus even came back for the doubter. He even came back for the one that didn't believe. The one that said, I've got to have proof. The one that was missing in church that day. Amen. Amen. He said, Thomas, put your hand in my side. Oh, what you gonna take? Hallelujah. From the fingers of a friend this morning. He wants to save you. He wants to reach to where we are. He wants to reach to where I am. He cares this morning about what's going on in your life. He cares if you think it's hurting. Got friends and family turning their back on you. Oh, it touches him this morning. It touches him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. They tell me that, and I know I'm one that kidneys other preachers and say, you just need to stay in the English version. Amen. Leave the Hebrew and Greek alone, okay? And praise God. If you always have to interpret it and say what it says anyway, but you know, but they tell me that in the original language, that in English we have past, present, and future. But in Hebrew and Greek, there's something that speaks forever. Yes, it was a historical fact, but its effect is for all time. It happened then and for all time. Oh, yes, his blood still saves this morning. His blood is still reaching. Hallelujah, his mercy is what we feel this morning. That's coming on us. It's a historical fact, but it happened forever. Hallelujah, the Bible is written for that time and all time. Hallelujah, it's forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God as our musicians get ready to come this morning. Hallelujah. As they make their way to the music. Praise God. Let's all stand this morning. Oh, there was something dripping down Calvary that day. Oh, I thank God for Calvary. Hallelujah. I thank God for Calvary. Oh, praise God. He'll help us time and time again. Maybe we failed him. Maybe we disappointed him. And even disappointed ourselves. Hallelujah. We've been a disappointment to our family and our friends. Our real friends that know us. Hallelujah. Our real friends this morning that are on our side. Hallelujah. You have a church that's pulling for you. You have a church that's believing in you. You have a church that knows that history is not written yet. Amen. Your history is not final yet. But there's another day. There's another chapter. There's another altar this morning. Oh, hallelujah. There's another place. There's another meal. And by the fingers of a friend, he's reaching this morning. He's reaching and he's pulling. This morning. That's what we feel in this house. Oh, hallelujah. As we open this altar this morning, I wonder from the fingers of a friend if you would accept it this morning. You would accept his help. Oh, maybe you don't know him. Maybe you don't know him. Hallelujah. But I can tell you, hallelujah, that this old sergeant has been on hill after hill, and he helped me through the battle. He helped me win. He helped me win. You can trust him. You can trust him. Hallelujah. You can believe in him. Oh, hallelujah. He's pulling for you this morning. He's on our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood's dripping this morning. Hallelujah. It's still warm and red. Oh, hallelujah. Mercy clothed in crimson dripped that day. Mercy clothed in red. It dripped off his elbows that day as it ran down. Hallelujah. Splashed on those at the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His blood is still fresh. It's still wet. Warm and glowing today. It's sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Thank you.